I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Plenty of fresh fish in the location of today's GeoQuiz. Icelandic fishermen haul it out of the North Sea every day, but they're finding it hard to sell their catch at home because of Iceland's economic collapse. So they're heading instead to Grimsby, which is a port in eastern England, and the answer to our quiz. Here's the story now from the BBC's Sarah Falkingham.
Over three decades ago, Iceland would have been a bit of a dirty word among fishermen and the people of Grimsby. At the height of the Cod Wars, British boats were having their nets cut and generally being harassed. But in a twist of irony, Iceland is now actually bringing a bit of a resurgence to the local economy. It's 7 o'clock in the morning and I've come to Grimsby Fish Market, a huge long haul, and there are over 2,000 yellow crates of white fish being sold here this morning. There are around 80 companies with merchants milling around in white coats and white hats, all buying fish to be distributed around the country.
When the first one arrived, it had a massive impact because it was the first Icelandic fishing vessel that had arrived in Grimsby for 12 years.
Martin Boyer is the chief executive of this market.
So for us, it was a real big thing, and a lot of people came to see the boat. It supplied over 100 tonnes of fish to the fish market, towards about 2,000 boxes. So they are significant amounts of fish. And what they're doing, of course, I mean, in Iceland they've got some financial pressures, and so it's very attractive to them because we operate a very quick settlement scheme to pay people. So from the Icelandic perspective, they're able to bring the fish and they're able to get paid straight away. So that's a great bonus to them.
The unloading of Icelandic fish has led to a slight depression in prices, and some local fishermen are holding off from fishing and using up valuable quota days waiting for the glut to finish. Given the history of Iceland with Grimsby, I asked Steve Norton from the Grimsby Fish Merchants if there was any resentment anymore.
No, I think that's all in the past. We need their fish and they need our money because we pay them very quickly.
165.70, 165, Albert
Darnell. The current market prices for fish here at Grimsby are actually quite historically low. That's not been reflected in the shops, which disappoints Martin Boyer as the chief executive of this market.
No, it's a bit frustrating that there is so much fish available, yet there seems to be no apparent decrease in the cost to the consumer, particularly with fish and chip shops. I don't know of any fish and chip shop anywhere that's reduced the price of fish and chips, but there is a lot of fish available.
How long do you think the trawlers will keep coming in from Iceland?
Well, I think it's a financial issue. It's certainly not a fish issue. So as long as the financial crisis is a strain to them, as long as they're struggling for money, I think they'll keep sending fish. We'd like to think it would continue, but we're realistic and pragmatic, and we believe that in due course they'll go back to the normal fishing pattern, which will be landing back in Iceland.
The chief executive of the fish market in Grimsby, England, ending that report from the BBC's Sarah Falkingham.